I don't know. I was just saw some stuff that it really made me mad. And we had this special drive along slow. It would pick on you. And you know all the racial slurs that were going around. So we came up with some of our own. So arguments would start because maybe you had an incident the week before and you're mad about that, so the next chance you get, you go right back and take the same attitude to them, and then it's so forth and so on. And then you saw the changes in people too, with all the racial hatreds and stuff. But after I came back and retired, I got to thinking about all the things that I was exposed to from the time from when I got out of grade school, high school, when there was, and did 20 years. But it was a learning experience for me too, because I had a lot of resentment in me about the way we were treated, and I said, well, but then you could still see people on both sides that was realizing what was going on too. And then as a result of that, some of their friends would turn against them because they wouldn't accept totally racism. And everybody was not a racist.
No. Okay. Do you feel like the resentment that you had in you is gone? Or is there still a
It don't even bother me no more. I mean, you can still see it at the time, but you can see it in a person's face. Body language is what we call it. I ignore it. I say, you know, and I told this one guy that was down at this Walmart. He was standing in the door, and I was trying to get in. You know, when they got the sliding glass door. I said, excuse me? He looked at me like I was crazy. He made one of them comments like, I'm tired of seeing these blankety blanks around here. And I said, well, I don't particularly want to see you either, but if you get out of my way, we won't have this problem. You know what I'm saying? But it's a way to approach everything. And approaching hostility will never work. Because you just, instead of using water to put out a fire, you're using gasoline.